I thought I landed in the wrong country. Filipino culture is fascinated with and shaped by Hollywood movies and beauty pageants. There were two television events that Mama and I watched live every year, the Academy Awards and the Miss Universe pageant. From an early age, they shaped my vision of the world and of America. The America of my imagination was the America in Pretty Woman, Sister Act, and Home Alone. The moment I landed at the Los Angeles International Airport, I expected to see people who looked like Julia Roberts, Whoopi Goldberg, and Macaulay Culkin. People who looked like the people I watch during the Oscars. Instead, I was greeted by something like the Parade of Nations that kicked off the annual Miss Universe pageant, with each contestant speaking in their own tongue. The America I first encountered at the airport was a polyphonic culture that looked like and sounded like what the world was supposed to sound and look like. Different people from different backgrounds speaking different languages. When I got off the airplane, I didn't feel cold or hot. It felt so new that even the air seemed different. In the Philippines, there were two types of weather, hot and really hot. Even when it was raining, even when typhoons knocked down trees and flooded homes, including ours, I don't ever remember feeling cold. The varied weather in California, warm and sunny in the day, cool and nippy at night, required instant adjustment. I learned how to layer my clothes, and I was introduced to a thing called a sweater. I owned jackets, but had no sweaters. The bigger adjustment was living with new people, my grandparents, whom I called Lolo, Grandpa, and Lola, Grandma, and my mother's younger brother, Roland. Until Uncle Roland moved to the U.S. in 1991, he lived with Mama and me. Lola had visited the Philippines twice, bringing bags of sneakers and M&Ms and giving relatives and friends money. $1 bills, $5 bills, sometimes $10 bills, like she was an ATM. If the word generous were manifested in one person, it would be Lola. I only knew Lolo from photographs, where he was always posing, back straight, stomach out, chin up, the posture of someone used to being watched. He posed in front of the house, in front of his red Toyota Camry, in front of some hotel in some town called Las Vegas. I was barely 3 years old when Lolo moved to America. By the time I arrived in Mountain View, California, Lolo had become a naturalized U.S. citizen. He legally changed his first name from Teofilo to Ted, after Ted Danson from Cheers. To celebrate my arrival, Lolo organized a party that introduced me to all the relatives I'd only heard about but never met. There were so many of them. It was like we had our own little village. Among the attendees were Flory, Rosie, and David, Lolo's siblings, whom I was instructed to call Lolo and Lola as a sign of respect. Filipinos like honorifics. Everyone older than you is either a kuya, if he's male, or an ate, if she's female. Unless they are a Lolo or a Lola, you call them uncle or auntie, even when you're not actually related. Lola Flory, in particular, commanded respect. Lola Flory, who worked in electronics, and Lolo Bernie, her husband, who served as a U.S. Marine, owned the house that we were living in. Their two American-born sons, Kuya Bernie and Kuya Gilbert, spoke very little Tagalog, yet still managed to instantly welcome me into the family. Lola Flory was the most senior of the women in the family. She was the reason her older brother Ted and her younger sister Rosie had been able to come to America. Lola Rossi, the loudest and friendliest of my extended family, announced that Uncle Conrad had driven 7 hours just to see me in person. Uncle Conrad was a legend in our family. Having escaped a life of harvesting rice and doing construction work in the Philippines to becoming an officer in the U.S. Navy, a point of pride for all of us. Standing no taller than 5'3" and speaking English with a gravelly, guttural Tagalog accent, Uncle Conrad was in charge of 92 enlisted personnel. He was Lolo's favorite. Masayang masaya na kami na nandito ka na, Uncle Conrad said in front of the entire family as Lolo looked on. We are very happy you are here.